Hello, and welcome back to the Leading Yourself podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about recognizing the progress that we're making towards our path to becoming our best version of ourselves. Often, we focus on what we haven't achieved, and we overlook the significant strides that we've already made. We're diving today into the concept of green flags in personal growth, the signs that indicate that you're moving in the direction towards the highest, most authentic, and don't forget, happiest version of yourself. Welcome to the Leading Yourself podcast. This is your host, Carolina de Arriba. I'm an HR professional, health and fitness coach, wife, mom, and above all things, a goal-getter. In this podcast, we're going to be digging into all things leadership, professional and career development, habits, and relationships. This is a podcast for those who want to become the best version of themselves, those who have big dreams and are willing to embrace the journey and put in the work to achieve them. My goal is to share with you the tools, tips, and tricks to help you in your journey. So let's dig in into today's episode. If you are a frequent listener of this podcast, I know one thing for sure, and that is that you are on a journey of becoming the best version of yourself. We all are in this journey together. And when we embark in this journey, and along the journey, a lot of times, whenever we stop to reflect, we typically focus on what are we still missing? What are the things that we can still improve? What can we do better? What is not working so we can go and fix it? I don't know about you, but I jump to problem solve, right? When I'm looking at what else can I do and how can I do it better and how can I be better? But very little times in my journey, looking back, I have stopped to acknowledge the green flags. We focus on the red flags, but we very rarely focus on the green flags, the things that are actually going well, the things that are already signs that we are becoming that better version of ourselves. If you've been tirelessly working towards bettering, whether are your relationships, your health, your career, your finances, or all of the above, this episode is crafted with you in mind. Remember that everyone's journey is unique, and the signs of progress can vary widely from person to person. However, there are some universal green flags, I believe, that we should all watch for, and that's what we're going to explore today. Now, before we dive into this 10 green flags, let's set the scene. You've probably spent a good amount of time reflecting once again on your areas of improvement, the so-called red flag in your habits, in your relationships, and maybe in your mindset. And that is crucial, right? It is important that we have the self-awareness to realize these red flags. But to balance this introspection, it's important to also acknowledge your green flags, those indicators that you're evolving, that you're growing, that you're truly aligning with your true core self. And that's what I want to unpack together with you today. So let's dive in into these 10 flags. And I have identified 10 that I think are pretty universal, but once again, we're all unique. And my hope with today's episode is that I inspire you to think about what might be some other green flags for you that are unique to you. And that is going to depend on a million things, right? Like, what are you trying to accomplish? Where are you in your journey? Who are you, right? What makes up you, you? Because we're all unique. So let me share with you this 10. And again, I hope these just start some internal self-reflection for you on, are you seeing some of these things in yourself? And what other things are you seeing that are green flags that you're becoming this better version of yourself? Relationships are maturing in a respectful and fulfilling way. Okay, number one, you set boundaries and you follow through on them. You know, setting boundaries is a foundational act of self-respect. It's about knowing your limits and making them clear to those around you, whether it's in your professional life, in your relationships, or even with yourself, right? It's establishing and respecting boundaries is a testament to your growth. It's the practice of saying no when something doesn't serve you, what doesn't align with your core values, ensuring that you're treated with the respect and the consideration that you deserve. This is a crucial step in maintaining your mental health and ensuring that your relationships are maturing in a respectful and fulfilling way. And for me, this is a testament that you're growing, that you're becoming a better version of yourself, one that has clarity first and foremost on what matters most, what is most important. You have clarity on your values. You have self-respect, and you have respect for others when you're putting these boundaries. And you are consistent, right, in following through. You really follow through. And following through, not in easy things, but in hard things, because setting boundaries is not easy. So for me, if you are someone who now is capable of setting boundaries and you follow through those boundaries, that is a sign that you're growing and you're becoming a better version of yourself. Number two, you keep promises that you make to yourself. The promises that we make to ourselves are often the first that we broken, right? Keeping these promises is a sign of self-respect and integrity. We're so much better at keeping promises to others than we are to keep promises to ourselves. So if you are keeping promises to yourself, that for me is a sign that you are growing and you're becoming a better version of yourself. It's about setting realistic goals and achieving them, whether it's improving your health, whether it's advancing your career or maintaining a budget, whatever those is. This practice builds self-trust and self-confidence and is proving that you can rely on yourself, that you can trust yourself to follow through on your commitments. Number three, you let go of self-limiting beliefs. We have talked about limiting beliefs a lot here on the podcast. This is a topic that personally I continue to work on. And I don't know that there is an end to this journey. But when you start to overcome self-limiting beliefs, that's a powerful indicator of your personal growth. These are narratives that hold you back. The voices that say you can't do something or you don't deserve happiness or success. So by identifying, challenging, and reframing these beliefs, you are freeing yourself to pursue your goals and your dreams without those internal obstacles. This process involves deep self-reflection, often through journaling, through just thinking through things, in some cases, even therapy. And it's a sign of tremendous inner strength and self-awareness. And that for me is a green flag that you are growing and you're becoming a better version of yourself. Okay, number four, you show yourself compassion. Self-compassion is treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you offer to a good friend. It's recognizing that perfection is an impossible standard and forgiving yourself when you fall short. This involves acknowledging your mistakes, learning from them, and moving forward without harsh self-judgment. Practicing self-compassion fosters resilience and allows you to navigate the ups and downs in life with grace and just with confidence, right? So I think this is another big sign of self-growth, that you're growing, that you're becoming a better version of yourself when you're able to show yourself compassion. This is hard because those of us who are in a journey of becoming a better version of ourselves, typically we are our worst critics. We always focus on, back to where I started the episode, what can we do better? Where can we improve, right? And having and being like that all the time, a lot of times we become our worst critic. And that generates this negative self-talk where we're criticizing ourselves and judging ourselves all the time. So if you're able to continue to challenge yourself, to push yourself outside of your comfort zone, to continue to have the self-awareness to identify areas for improvement, but at the same time, you're showing self-compassion, you're treating yourself with kindness and understanding, that for me is a huge indication that you're growing and you're in your path to becoming that best version of yourself. Number five, you allow yourself to feel all the emotions without judgment. Embracing your emotions, both positive and negative, without judgment, in my opinion, is a sign of emotional maturity and emotional health. It's understanding that all feelings, from joy to sadness, are part of the human experience. And by allowing yourself to fully experience the process, all of these emotions, you're working towards a healthier, more balanced version of you. This approach can include mindfulness practice, therapy, simply giving yourself the space and permission to feel. And that for me is a huge sign of maturity. And maturity is a sign of growth. So if you're allowing yourself to feel your emotions, if you're not running away from those emotions that you are tagging as negative, because I don't think there is good or bad emotions, right? They're just different types of emotions. And when you recognize that and you give yourself permission to feel all of them and not run away from those that you tag as negative, that is an indication, a green flag that you're growing. Number six, you're comfortable being uncomfortable. You know, growth comes often from stepping, not often, always, I think, from always stepping outside of your comfort zone. Whether it's taking a new challenge, facing your fears, or simply trying something new, the willingness to be uncomfortable is a sign that you're pushing your boundaries and you're growing. This could mean speaking up in a meeting or trying a new fitness routine or even traveling alone. However that looks like for you, and it's going to look different for all of us. It's not about the outcome, but the growth that comes with the experience. And you're jumping to have that experience. And that is a sign, a green flag, that you're growing and you're becoming that better version of yourself. Number seven, consistent self-reflection. I believe that self-reflection is the cornerstone for personal growth because it's a way of creating and building self-awareness. When you regularly take the time to reflect on your actions, on your thoughts, on your emotions, you're doing more than just introspection. You're cultivating a deep understanding of your true self. And this practice isn't about dwelling on the past or being overly critically of yourself, but instead is about acknowledging where you are, understanding where you've been, and planning where you want to go. You know, this can look like journaling or meditating or simply spending some quiet moments each day with yourself, just reflecting on the day. And I think when you develop this habit of consistently self-reflect, that is a sign of growth, because there's so much growth that happens with self-reflection. And I think that for me personally, the reason why I put this on the list is this is something that I didn't do in the past. This is not something that I've done all my entire life. This is more recent that I have really embraced this as a habit for myself. And I realized that I missed out on just acknowledging life lessons because I never stopped to reflect. I was always looking to move quickly and I was always in go-go mode and trying to grow and trying to become better. And I was just running on a treadmill, right? I was running and I thought I was running fast, but I was running in place because I didn't have this habit of self-reflection that really helped me to go deeper and get to know myself and get to grow through growing my own self-awareness. So if you are consistently self-reflecting, that is a green flag that you're growing and you're becoming a better version of yourself. Number 8, you're proactive about change. Being proactive about change means recognizing and dreaming about the future that isn't enough, right? It's about setting goals and taking concrete, actionable steps to achieve them. That can look in many different ways, right? I'll give you some examples. Maybe for you is enrolling on a training to improve a skill. Maybe seeking a mentor in your field. Maybe is adjusting your daily habits or making lifestyle changes. It's the action that you take towards your dreams that count. The green flag is waving brightly when you're not waiting for opportunities to come to you, but instead you're out there creating them for yourself. That is what proactive about change means for me, right? It's you're not waiting for things to happen or opportunities to come to you, but you're out there creating them for yourself. Number 9, you're prioritizing your health and your well-being. You know, your physical and your mental health are the foundation upon which you can build your dreams. So prioritizing your health, in my books, is a green flag that you value yourself and your well-being. And these includes making time for exercise, choosing to eat nutritious foods, ensuring that you get adequate rest, and you're engaging in activities that reduce your stress and nourish your mental health. It's also about listening to your body and seeking help when you need it and recognizing that taking care of your health is a critical investment in your future. And it's not about doing it once or twice or for a week and then stopping. Is the consistency around this that for me is a green flag that you're growing and that you're becoming that better version of yourself. Because I think that that best version of yourself, I truly believe that prioritizes filling up her cup, prioritizes your physical and mental health, prioritizes you investing time in yourself, so then you can give the best of you to others around you. I truly believe that. And if you're not prioritizing your health and your well-being, it's going to be really hard for you to become that best version of yourself. Okay, number 10, last but not least, you're embracing authenticity. Living authentically is perhaps the most profound indicator of becoming your best self. It means being honest with yourself about your values and your desires and your beliefs and making choices that are in harmony with your true self. Embracing authenticity involves having the courage to show up in the world as you are without wearing masks or conforming to expectations that don't align with who you really are. It's about finding your voice, owning your story, and living in a way that that brings you inner peace and fulfillment. For me, that is the ultimate green flag and probably one of the hardest to achieve. I'm still in that journey. You know, there are days and situations and people with whom I show up completely authentically, but I can't say that I always do, because there's always that voice in the back of my head, right? That I need to conform to the expectations, or that if I am myself, I will not be accepted. All those limiting beliefs we were talking about earlier. I think it's a lifelong journey, to be honest. But if you are seeing indications that you are showing more and more of yourself more often, more consistently, more parts of yourself, that you can truly show up authentically, that for me is a huge indication of growth, the ultimate indication of self-growth. Because that best version of yourself, it's not an idealistic version. It's an authentic version. It's the most authentic version of you. You're just in a journey of discovering who that most authentic version of you is. Because in my opinion, my experience, it's like peeling an onion. I think throughout our lives, we just keep putting more layers on this onion, right? Your true self is at the core of the onion. If you think about an onion and all the layers, right? As we grow up and as we go through experiences, we put more layers. And those layers are our limiting beliefs and thoughts and external standards. All these things are layers in this onion. But the heart of the onion is your true self. So as you're peeling those things off, you're getting closer and closer to the heart of that onion, to the heart of your true self. And I'm not comparing yourself with an onion. I'm just trying to make an analogy here. But I hope you get the point that I'm trying to make, right? This is the ultimate green flag that you are becoming the best version of yourself. Because that best version of yourself, a lot of times, for a good chunk of my life, I thought that my best version of myself was someone different than who I am. That I needed to become someone else in order to be that best version. And very deep inside, that meant that I didn't thought that I was good enough. I didn't thought that I could be my best version. I thought I needed to become someone else. And I want you to think about this for a minute. Maybe you haven't set this. You always say, I want to become the best version of myself, but what do you truly mean by that? Because if you are like me, for me, that meant becoming someone else until I realized I was going in the wrong journey. It's not about becoming someone else. It's about meeting that best version of me, the most authentic version of myself that is inside me. I just need to peel the layers to get to her. And that requires lots of self-awareness and, of course, self-improvement as well. We want to become better. But it's like the seed is there, right? The seed is there. You need to water the seed. You need to take care of that seed so that seed can grow and become this beautiful tree or this beautiful flower, whatever your vision of that is, right? It's not about becoming a different tree or a different flower. It's about growing to be the best, most radiant tree that you can be based on that seed that it was already there. And that's you. And that seed is already inside you. How are you watering that seed? That is what matters. I think that recognizing these green flags in yourself is a testament to your commitment to personal growth. It's a journey with its ups and downs, but each step forward is a step towards the highest version of yourself. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage you to reflect on these green flags or any others that you can think about for yourself, right? Celebrate your progress, no matter how small it has been. And remember that growth is not the destination. Growth is a continuous journey. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of the podcast. If today's topic resonated with you, I love to hear your thoughts. Share your stories and your green flags and tag me in social media. And if you can think of anyone that you believe can be inspired and encouraged by this message today, I'm going to ask you that you share this podcast episode with them and that you help that other person start to recognize the green flags in their own journey. With that, I hope you have an amazing week ahead. Until next time, keep leading yourself with intention and purpose. Keep working towards becoming that best version of yourself. You're already amazing, but I know that you can do great things. So hope you have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week.